Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all, time to open up your mind, time to raise up your voice, and to be entertained, enlightened, more about what you already know. On the online happy hour, if you don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. BlogTalkRadio.com/how was your weekend was with the Z. The call-in number tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is 646-727-3279. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. And for those who are hearing this show for the very first time and those of you who have called on several of our wonderful broadcasts, I want to say hello. And my name is Andy Brown, and I am co-hosted along with the multimedia diva herself. The knick-knack is in person, fresh dressed like a million bucks as she is. The lovely Miss Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101. Miss Oatmeal, how you doing?
I'm doing great this evening, Andy. How are you?
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, that is great and good to hear.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, we broadcast live here out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area each and every Wednesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. And because of you, the callers, the listeners, the bloggers, the show just gets better and better and better each week. And as you're going to find out tonight, will be no different. It's Wednesday, June 1st, 2011.
Already.
It's the first of the month. The year is about halfway over. For those of you who made your resolutions, I hope they're standing strong because I know my goals are being chopped down. Miss Oatmeal, how are you? We're coming off a wonderful weekend, Memorial Day weekend, vacation time. How's you doing? How was everything for you?
Oh, I had an awesome weekend.
Yeah?
You know, it was my birthday weekend.
Right.
I went to Atlanta, and I hung out with all of our Grambling State University alumni.
Oh, that's
so
right.
So you know I had a blast. I had a ball. I love those people.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, that's my family. That's our family. I truly love them. They set it out. Very hospitable. Shout out to Keisha. Shout out to Terry. I mean, who put it down for the barbecue and for the casino night. I mean, if you missed it this year, for sure, I know you'll be there next year.
Right on. I can't miss that. I heard good stories. I saw the photos on Facebook. It's kind of hard to miss that, but it looks like y'all had a great time. Next year, Atlanta, Georgia, I'll definitely be in the place to hang out with y'all.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
So, speaking of last week, last week's topic was a really hot one, and the men represented and they chimed in on what we call the definition of a woman, the definition of what a woman is, and the men let it loose. They represented. and they stood strong, folks. I mean, it was a great show. But today we flip the coin and we allow the ladies to step up and speak so eloquently on defining what a man is from their perspective about manhood. Now, I know there's some people out there right now, some ladies who they may not know what a man is, and there are some because maybe you just don't know what one is. And there were some men last week who, aside from their mother, really had no experience of knowing and getting to understand a woman. So they struggled. They chose not to call in, but they listened and they got some great information. Now, oh boy, get ready. It's coming. They're going to talk about it in full depth, high volume, HD. It's going down. Not only are we going to hear from the ladies in the Realness 101, but Ms. Oatmeal is going to be joined by a very special young lady calling in from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Ms. Monica Emery, who's going to be chiming in. And as you know as well, Ms. Oatmeal, Nikki always comes with the funk.
Oh, definitely.
So Nikki is here also at the top of the hour. I definitely want to bring Nikki in and say hello to Nikki as well. Nikki, how you doing, sweetheart?
Hey, what's going on, family?
Hey, Nick.
Welcome to
the
first of the month.
Hey, Ms. Oatmeal. Ms. Oatmeal, you left Atlanta intact, right?
Yeah, I did.
You didn't hurt her too bad, did you?
Oh, I wasn't the one. It wasn't me.
Well, the ladies are going to do your thing. I know, Miss Nikki, you waiting. I see y'all doing your thing. I want y'all to go ahead and work the floor. Subsequently, I'm going to be on hush mode. Trust and believe your boy is in the chat room with the others. If you're following the show, blogtalkradio.com/ how was your weekend, spell was with a Z. Join me over in the chat room while the ladies move back and forth on the phone lines tonight. We're going to be full of some surprises, full of some entertainment. So tell your friends, tell your family, text them, let them know. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. It's about to go down.
Yes, it is. It's about to go down. I mean, I'm excited, but I'm kind of scared at the same time.
And why are you scared?
Well, because I really want my sisters to really come with it. I mean, really give a good definition of what a man is. Really, I really want them to.
Well, if they don't know Ms. Oatmeal, maybe they're so used to drama and they're so used to accepting a lot of the bull crap that goes on in relationships that maybe if they've never seen a man or maybe they've never known how a man is supposed to treat them, then they might struggle.
No, that's definitely true. That's the truth.
Yeah, absolutely. So if a man happens to open up a door for a female, somebody that has ovaries and very large endowed breasts, you know, maybe she doesn't know how to receive that because nobody's ever done that for her.
True.
Her mother or her sister never did that for her, so she doesn't know how to receive that.
Okay.
The words thank you, the word good luck, homeboy, is just not going to come out of her mouth. She may just give the introvert UMF.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because she doesn't know how to receive that.
Right.
Or mistake the, wow, young lady, you look very attractive, you look very good, and translate that into the club, man, I want to holler at you, instead of just taking a natural compliment.
True.
Because she truly is something of beauty. Maybe she just doesn't know that. So, Nikki, we may have some ladies that chime in on that that may give some Pinocchio-type definitions of what a man really is. But I hope that doesn't happen. I hope the real ladies stand up and chime in on this. So we're going to find out tonight, ladies. The floor is yours.
Okay. Well, Nikki, you ready?
I am definitely ready. I have been at work and at the gym thinking about this all day, so I am definitely ready.
Well, also, Ms. Monica Emery will be chiming in as well, and I want to make sure Monica is ready. Monica, are you on the line with the ladies tonight?
I am ready, and I am on the line in the house tonight.
Absolutely.
That's what's up. How are you, Monica?
I'm doing well. How are you ladies doing?
I'm great.
We are doing okay.
That's great. Really good. So I'm like so ready because you know, hey, it's a relative term, but it should mean something at the end of the day, you know? I asked earlier, you know, hey, I want all the real brothers to just stand up.
That's right.
Just stand up. Show up. Wake up, show up, and stand up, please.
Well, before we start, introduce yourself. Let the callers and the bloggers know who you are and what you do.
Well, I'm Monica E. I'm a conversationalist for one, but I own a media relations and event management firm. We do work in Atlanta. We'll be in Atlanta next week, Chicago, New York, Los Angeles. We have a date coming up in St. Louis, as well as we're bringing it home here to Dallas with the Dr. Wendy Westbrook Show, which is a show that's going to be launching this upcoming fall. So Dallas is like a second home for me. You know, if I'm not in California or Louisiana, I'm right here in Dallas and loving it.
And that's what's up. We want the callers, we want the bloggers to understand that we have real life specialists on our panel. We're not just picking people out the blue. Hey, you just can't call and ask, can you be on the panel? You really have to know what you're talking about.
Right.
You got to be coming with the coming with it. So,
and I'm a little seasoned too. I got a little tread on me, you know. So I've been around a little bit. So I know a few things. That's for sure.
Right. Okay, well, we're going to get right to it with the first question. You ladies ready?
Ready.
Okay.
Locked and loaded.
Our first question is, does defining a man go beyond saying he is a male person, and why?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So could you break that down for us a little bit?
Nikki, are you going to take that first? Or
I sure will.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely say that for me, one of the characteristics that I look for, in addition to many other things, is that you're a man based on the genitalia you were born with. You know, that's what makes you a male. But things that make you a man, you know, and we'll go over them tonight, but there are so many, many things. You're born a male, but there are certain things that you need to learn and embrace in order to become a man. So that's just not happenstance. You're just not born just because you come into this world, like I said, with certain genitalia that automatically makes you a man. And doing certain things does not make you a man either. You know, just because you get up every day and go to work, that doesn't make you a man. Just because you can make a baby, that doesn't necessarily make you a man. So there are a lot of different things that men do that, you know, society tells them, oh, because you do X, Y, and Z, you're a man. But for me, there are so many other principles that come along with not only being a man, but becoming a man. That's something that you grow into. It's not something that you just wake up one morning, oh, I'm a man today. No, to me, it's a growth process and a continual nurturing that you have to go through in order to actually become a man and continue to stand on what I would consider, you know, manly principles.
Right. And
that's
I would
true.
Have to agree with you on that. You know, there are a lot of males out there that consider themselves to be grown men just based on the fact that they're a male.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, otherwise, they're mad at you because they feel, because you're a woman, that you can't tell them that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how can you define if they're a man versus them being a male? They feel because you're not. How can you tell them? You know, we get that all the time.
Yeah,
exactly.
I hear that a lot.
And
mm-hmm.
And you know what, ladies? It's all in how we perceive things as well. You know, as Nikki was saying, just being born with something that's hanging low does not make you a man, you know, because sometimes some people are born with both, you know.
Right.
I think they just said that, what, jumping the broom or whatever. I don't know what
yeah.
that means. You know, I didn't have that
dispensation.
There we go. You know, my little psychology and biology and all that, you know, I'm throwing that out the window tonight. But and coming real with the sociology. But, you know, it doesn't. It doesn't make you a man. And for a lot of males, you know, unless they have some figureheads to help show them the way who were quote unquote men and not just boys in big bodies, you know.
Right.
You know, we're gonna keep it. We'll keep a cycle going here of what you think you are, you know. And granted, you know, hey, if you think that you're a man, that's what you're thinking. But the question is, what is my definition? So whatever person that you're dealing with, you know, you're subjecting yourself to their perception of what you are, you know. So in all of that, you know, like you said, you look at the situation. If you haven't gone through the passages of manhood or whatever they are, I would say that one is you need a strong character. You need strong character principles. You need some principles as far as what you're to do as you go through that growth process. You know, things such as responsibility, you know, accountability, and accepting if you engage in certain behaviors, you have to be man enough to realize and understand that there are consequences to those behaviors and accept
right.
them and move on. You know, you don't just stay there in that same little situation. You know, as a young person, a young boy who grows into a man, you know, there are certain things. I mean, even it says it even in the Bible. Now, I'm no theologian, so sometimes I may say certain things in the same sentence that don't necessarily go together. But but you kind of feel what I'm saying. You know, that a boy puts away childish things. So
right.
if you have somebody in a big body still doing childish things, now that's kind of confusing to a woman. And so do you really expect that they're going to consider you a man if you're doing childish things? You know, it just does not make sense. So, you know, you have to, I think that, you know, in our decision-making process and whether or not we want to deal with a child or do we want to deal with an adult? Do we want to deal with a man who is responsible, accountable, one who looks after his den, you know? That we just kind of break it down like that and say, okay, I'm accountable for myself. I'm accountable for my den.
Okay.
Your den, a den, in a lot of situations, is that family. And if you don't feel as though you can handle the responsibility and being accountable for that, then yes, that, you know, you just out there being by yourself, you know, being like as if you were a selfish child, doing childish things, you know, even as such as, you know, children look for other children on the playground. Now, that's a whole nother little subject on the man thing. You know, but,
right.
and I think a lot of you ladies know what I'm talking about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes men like to deal with girls. And
right.
women. So before you step to a woman saying that you're a man, just make sure that you're a man. Make sure that you can handle all family responsibilities that come along with being with that title, because it's a title that holds a lot of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not ready for
it,
really
does.
Please don't take
the males out there don't understand or want to fall short of the responsibility of being a man.
Right.
No, it's
right.
not easy. It's not easy.
Right.
But, you know, they weren't made. God didn't put them on this earth for it to be easy.
Exactly.
And
to not be responsible and take care of what they need to take care of. You know.
Right.
And a lot of men will say, I hear this like so much. And granted, I'm not saying that when you're in the dynamics of like, first of all, I can care less about the economy, because when you make it happen, I don't care what the economy says, you find a way to make whatever needs to happen. Because that's
right.
what men and others women do. But, you know, when you look at a lot of situations where I hear this, well, where's your half of the mortgage? Half of the mortgage? What? You know, half of, you know, did you get half of whatever we did last night? Half? You know, how about we just cut half all the way? No, that's not, you know, that a man doesn't even need to come. Those are friends. Those are
right.
friends and your partners and all that other kind of stuff. But when you want to take on manly responsibility, and there's some men that just, like, you know, like, as Nikki, was that you who said that some men just don't want that responsibility of being accountable for someone else?
No, I think it was actually Miss Oatmeal.
Miss Oatmeal, yeah. You know, and granted, that's fine. That's your choice. But when you step across that line and say that I'm going to be responsible for this child that I helped bring into the world or for my family, then that's what you need to do. You need to be responsible for that. And that doesn't mean that the woman that's in that with you is not going to pull her weight and help and support you, but that's what she's supposed to do. She's supposed to be the helpmate and the support mate. You
right.
know. Now, if by chance it's just like, hey, she got it covered, that don't mean that you sit back. You know, you guys need to be building and supporting together because she did not marry a child, hopefully. She thought what she was marrying was a man. So
right.
They got to raise the bar. They got to raise the bar.
And what I think, what I see happening these days is that females that have never seen a real man, maybe they didn't have a father figure in their life, or maybe they did and their parents were so strict and they only showed them the surface and didn't explain to them and break down, you know, how it really is, you know, once they get out there in that real world. So I've seen, you know, in both instances where the women are trying to save the day as far as not understanding the foundation that a man is supposed to have. And if he has certain foundation in the beginning, he doesn't lose that. If he has a father figure in his life that, you know, did try to give him the basic foundation but yet had flaws, it's up to that young man that grows and, you know, develops and evolves into a man to not to point out the flaws and follow his father on those things, but to understand the right foundation and then go and seek and continue to evolve after. You know, we all must do that because everybody is flawed, even our parents. Even if you grew up with a man in your household, there were some things that your father may have done that weren't right. But if he had that basic foundation and he taught them where to go, which is the word or what, whoever they worship, if it was Buddha, if you're a Muslim, if you believe in, you know, if you're a Jehovah's Witness, all of those religious backgrounds stand strong on the males being strong, not just a male.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you gotta be a solid. You have to be a solid male, you know, with some foundation. So,
mm-hmm.
when these males are lost, I just see that they're who are they looking up to? Who are they? What are they doing? After they
looking at each other in the locker room. asking each other for advice, the blind leading the blind, and I'm not, you know, whoever listening or whatever, if you're visually impaired is no insult to you, please. So no emails and all that other stuff, but, you know, I mean, it is what it is. You know, they don't know any more than you.
They don't.
So, and that
male pride sometimes gets in the way because they'll never admit to not knowing. You know, they'll never admit that, you know, wow, you know, I'm caring about somebody and I really know where to put all these feelings, and I'm damn sure not getting ready to sit around and have a session with my homies to discuss it. Like women get together and we can bounce stuff off of each other all the time. And one thing that I do feel bad about in regards to men when it comes to their emotions is that they don't have that outlet. They don't get together with each other because men are not supposed to, in quotations, if you will. You're not supposed to get together and pine over a woman. You're not supposed to have these emotions. You're not supposed to feel this way. You're not supposed to feel that way. So for me, at the end of the day, without even having an emotional outlet, you're already, you know, 20 paces from where you're supposed to be. You're nowhere near. You're not even let's talk about the emotional aspect of being in a relationship with a woman. You know, just the inability. One of the things that a man has to be for me, or one of the things that would determine for me if he's a man, is his ability to be vulnerable and transparent. And I think one reason why, and absolutely, and open communication. And I'm not saying every time you walk through the door, we're getting ready to have this long, drawn out Oprah, Dr. Phil conversation about how we're feeling today. But I'm simply saying that, you know, when people are not vulnerable and transparent, I think that's one of the reasons why there's so much infidelity on both sides with men and women. Because if you're not completely vulnerable with me and transparent, then you're not giving me all of you. There's no way you're giving me all of you. That's why it's so easy for people to give themselves to multiple people at the same time, in the physical and the spiritual. I'm not giving you all of me because that requires a lot of work. It requires a lot of work, a lot of commitment, and I damn sure don't have time to be giving all of me to you and to somebody else. It's too much work involved. And if a man can't do that and tell me where he's coming from and how he's feeling and where this is going, then kick rocks with no fox. I do not have time to be babysitting. You can't man up and tell me, hey, this is I'm not looking for a relationship right now. I just want to, what's the word they use, ladies? I just want to kick it. Yeah, okay. Well, you can kick it on up out of here because I don't kick it. We too grown to be kicking it.
Exactly. And then, to piggyback on what you said about the vulnerability is that, you know, there lies a strong man. There lies someone who has
absolutely
the courage enough to say what's on their mind, to speak the truth, you know, whether it hurts or not, you know, and let you know what the deal is. And, you know, and I have to shake our, I mean, I know last week was the woman's week or whatever, but in defense of the man, we have to make sure that we are in a supportive mode, not a mode of enabling any crazy behavior, but a supportive role to say, you know what, sweetie, you can come to me. You know, that's why I'm here. I'm here for you. That frustration, and don't confuse that with any physical violence, man, because you'll get your issue. But, you know, to say that this is a safe place. You know, I'm a safe place for you to come, and we work this out, whatever you're feeling. But it's so unfortunate because so much damage has been done by the time that they're, quote-unquote, males in bigger bodies.
So for the
mothers and the parents raising the young men, we have to instill in them, you know, open communication. Let them know that they have a choice, you know, and a say in the matter, you know, so
and
they won't tighten up, you know. You're not invisible.
Yep.
You know, who cares what someone else thinks about, you know, what's going on? You need to let somebody know so that they can help guide you. You know, we just have a lot of people who are just lost. You know, young men that are just lost, you know, and they don't have it. I heard someone say about their father, you know, they're talking about their father. They say, well, you know, my father was henpecked. And that's not my term. I'm not that old. I heard it from an older person. But, you know, I looked at that dynamic, you know, as a young person, and I said, well, this is a man who was fighting against the chivalry, you know, the gentlemanly qualities that his father possessed, because he's saying other things, saying, I don't have to do all that. Okay, well, what you're really saying is that I don't have to be responsible. I don't have to be kind. I don't have to be gentle. That doesn't take anything away from your manhood. It just ups your stock. And like the little song says, you know, if you're looking for a dime, you damn sure better be one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on all levels. You know, you got to come with it. You got to come with it. You know. So,
And I will say for men that we, no disrespect, we do understand that. I think most women, or at least the two I'm conversing with tonight, do understand that it is a very delicate and intimate place when a man chooses to be vulnerable with you. I'm not saying, you know, as a man, you just go out and randomly throw that around. No, I do understand, and I get that has to be earned. You can't just be the jump off and thinking I'm going to just open up to you. But once you do have a woman that presents those qualities, she is due that. That goes without saying. She is absolutely due that, just as she is due respect, the utmost respect, and a commitment in a relationship. She is due your vulnerability and your transparency. That is an absolute must. Can't be in a relationship and we're not communicating, and, you know, we're just here. Look up, it's been 5 years. Oh, well, I guess we're still together.
You know, there's an author, I think her name was Dr. Barbara King. She's out of Atlanta, and she's an ordained minister. And she made reference to, and some ladies may have something to say about it, but I thought it was kind of a cute analogy, and it could ring true for a lot of situations, saying that women have a built-in vault, you know, and some of our most intimate moments or what have you, it seems as if sometimes that's when men want to be most vulnerable or most whatever, transparent, et cetera. You know, well, you know, even if you got to take it to the vault, you know, open up, say something, you know, rise to the occasion, mm-hmm. you know, and let us know what's happening in your world so that we can support you the best way that we can. And that just makes the world and the journey that much easier, you know. But like I said, you know, I give a lot of props to the young man who may say, you know, I just don't know what is being a man all about, especially for one who doesn't have a clue, doesn't have the male role models around them that are positive, et cetera. So,
well, they have to seek. They have to seek that because it's out there, you know, beyond your social circles. If you have, they have homeboys that's no good and it's not giving them, you know, good information. They need to take a look at their friends and their surroundings because you are who you are. You are who you are around.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's not working out. If it's not working out for them or you see it working out for them but it's full of drama, that's not who you want to listen to. I mean, if that's the life you want to live, full of drama and not stable and all over the place, then that's what it's going to be. But, again, there are outlets. They can get, you know, a mentor. You can go to church. I mean, you have to have something that you're following, you know, read. Information is there. These type of things just don't fall in your lap. I don't know why people, you know, I know this is the definition of a man, what the definition of a man is, but even it goes for as far as a woman is concerned. If you didn't have a good mother figure in your life or around you or any positive women, there are so many things out there that can help you evolve into being a better woman or a woman. Same thing goes for men, but I hear a lot of excuses. I hear, well, you know, preachers are hypocrites, so they don't want to go to church. They don't want to listen to a preacher. You know, they're not picking up 48 laws of power. Nothing. Come on now. I mean, you are what you feed your brain. So if all you do is listen to Lil Wayne and whoever else, Jay-Z, then that's what you're going to get. But see, they don't understand that's just entertainment.
It sure is, because I worked with quite a few.
You know, hey, Jay-Z had to evolve
last night.
Jay-Z had to evolve into being a man.
Yeah, and he is actually the perfect example. I mean, just to piggyback on what you said, Ms. Oatmeal, about seeking things out before you even seek, you have to believe. And God doesn't have favorites. So while the world may favor celebrities and people with money, God doesn't have any favorites. So before you even start the seeking process, you must believe that you are worthy and that your life, the very fact that you are on this earth, deems your value. So before you even start seeking out, trying to emulate whoever it is or the lifestyle you want to have, you must first believe that you are worthy. And to me, that foundation can only be found in I'm a Christian, so for me it's found in the Bible. But, again, there are so many different avenues for people to take when it just comes to bettering themselves. And even if you want to keep it street, I can't think of any other man that came from the street with his street money, did what he did with a record label, flipped it into a clothing line, flipped it into a record company, flipped it into a nightclub, chain of nightclubs, flipped it into record company, basketball owner, and then married the hottest chick in the game. I mean, do you need any other example? I mean, and then on top of that, what I love about him, he is married. He can have any woman in the world. You have never, and I'm not saying he's walking around with a halo over his head, but he keeps it respectful. You have never heard, even before he got married, you had never heard anything about Jay-Z. That's what you call a grown-ass man. So if you don't even want to take it to the church, you don't want to take it to the library, you could take it to the streets. To me, you don't get better than an example when it comes to just somebody who you've seen his growth and you can hear it lyrically. I mean, he's done what most men don't want to do, married.
Well, you know, one of the things about being successful is that successful people do what other people won't do. You know, they put in those, I'm not saying extra hours on jobs, but they go through the personal development. You know, they understand mm-hmm. that, you know what, I got to take this to the next level. There's a piece of this puzzle missing right here. I have a client who always says, you know, if you hang around with four broke people, guess who's number five?
You
know. So it's going to be you, you know, because whatever they're doing and you're in line with them, you're going to do the same thing, you know. I look at other, you know, there are people all in young people's communities and all of that. But, you know, you have to, like I said, you know, you have to visualize that you are, first of all, worthy of such. And a lot of young people aren't growing up with a spiritual foundation, you know, because a lot of times the mother, the night before, just, you know, went and did her thing and now she's too tired, or the father deciding that he's going to go somewhere else and go hang out somewhere else instead of coming to visit a child. And these, I'm talking about some single parents.
Right, yeah. But, you know, in today's society, the males are defining themselves, you know, their manhood by materialistic things, by, you know, having many jump offs, you know, by having a power position and using it just, you know, at their
just because
at their
they
leisure.
Can. Just because,
you know,
they can.
Just because they can. And still not recognizing that does not define them as being a man. You know, women are naturally attracted to strength and leadership.
Confidence.
So if a man, period, comes to the table and he doesn't have that, you are already in the negative. You're already in the negative. And it is very important. It is very important for a man to constantly evolve. We always, us as women, we constantly evolve. That means you have to, again, you have to feed yourself. You can't just go around thinking, I got it together. The older you get, the harder it's going to get, because when you're young, if you're going through certain experiences in your life, and, you know, maybe you did try to do the right thing and you ran into the wrong chick and she did you wrong or what have you. Well, where you were at 26 is not who you are at 36. Get over it. Get over it. You know, you have to constantly build yourself to be the man that you want to be. So if you're just doing a lot of talking, and you're not doing any walking, you're not going to get there. So you can't be mad if somebody defines you as a male and not a man, because the characteristics of a man is to be strong, is to be of knowledge, is to be wise. It just doesn't happen overnight. That's something you have to work at. Every single day. So, you know, the excuse of, well, since the, you know, women's liberation and women were able to do this and do that, you know,
it's put out somewhere.
But women in the workplace, get off of that. That's ridiculous.
The thing that cracks me up about that statement is black women have always been in the workplace. From the field, and this is what really pisses me off when I hear men, black men specifically say, you know, criticize us about, you know, being independent. And, yeah, there are some sisters running around where they're, you know, emasculating men with how much money they make and what they drive and all those things. Yeah, I get it. But at the same time, there was we were not segregated based on male, female. Black women were in the fields alongside the black man. So when they start to talk about, you know, when they start to use our strength against us, I'm not sure where you want me to put 400, you know, years of having to make do. I'm not sure where you could, all it did was get passed down. This is not something that, you know, just occurred, you know, 20, 30 years ago. This was our plight when we were brought to this country. This is what we were served. So please don't take my strength and my ability to be independent and use it against me as if, you know, I'm somehow forcing you out of the workplace or forcing you out of an education or, you know, making it seem as if you can't find your own way because my presence is so strong. You know, swallow a grown man pill, put your big boy drawers on, and man up.
There we go. Right. There we go.
I was in the cotton field right beside you.
And, you know, I often tell people, too, and I'm in transition, ladies, so please excuse me if I drop in and out, but the confidence piece that you're talking about, if I can't be confident in your abilities to lead, somebody got to be the leader. And it's not because I really want to drive this bus, Gus, as my daddy used to say, you know, but trust, if I need to drive it, I'll drive it. I would much rather sit on the passenger seat, and I don't mind being quiet as long as you know where you're going.
I don't have to say anything. Turn on the GPS. I will look out the window if you need me to.
Exactly. But at least have a sense to do that. Find a guide. But if you don't know where you're going, I can't follow you. Because I don't have the confidence. I cannot have the confidence. And then once you get, quote, unquote, grown in numbers, you know, and you start entering into relationships, et cetera, you know, I just can't do it. Because I know where I want to go, and I don't mind going with you or following you, but I got to know where you're going.
Right.
And if you don't know, oh, no. Mm-mm. I can't.
Well, ladies, they're in the chat room, and they're saying we still have not defined what the definition of a man is.
Oh,
I mean, there's some males out there that are still clueless. They're saying that we haven't defined it yet. I guess we have maybe remotely got close.
Okay, well, here you go. For me, the definition of a good man is a man who can humble himself before God. Because if you can't pray us out of a situation, then we're going to hell in a handbasket. That's the first thing. A man who can humble himself unto God, a man who has a relationship with God, a man who is not too prideful when he's made a mistake or, you know, had a, you know, transgression or whatever, somebody who can come before God as he is, ask for forgiveness to hold the family up. First definition of a good man. Was that pretty clear?
Yeah.
Oh,
very much.
Okay,
and,
I just wanted to make sure.
And my perspective is pretty much definitely in line with that. And being responsible, being accountable,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think you said, being able to pray over the family, because I'm
absolutely
praying, you know, pray over us, protect us, you know, because we're going to protect you. We're going to support you as well, you know, and some people, some males just don't want to take responsibility. They don't want to be responsible for nothing but cleaning Air Ones, Air Jordans, or whatever they call.
With a toothbrush.
Thank you. You see,
and that may have come from.
Yeah, look, see, 50-50, go buy you some Bostonians and go and do something with yourself. Okay? whatever, Gucci loafers, whatever you can afford, dress, whatever. You know, I don't mind you rocking your whatever it is that you do, but you got to grow up too. I was speaking with a man earlier today, and he was saying that he had ran across some people that he had known from his past. And he was like, you know, I just can't believe they were talking that same whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, 2 points in my basket. I ran across a real man today who understands that. You know, grow up. Just grow up. Responsibility, accountability, humble yourself, and have a relationship with your creator. Personal
Absolutely.
development.
you know, everything else will fall into place.
Strive for more. Exactly. Strive for
more. Once you have that relationship with God, that's the purpose of having the relationship. All of those characteristics that being responsible, being accountable, wanting to see your family do well, loving your wife, respecting your wife, being faithful to your wife, being committed to your family, all of those things fall in line when you humble yourself to God and when you have a relationship with him. And I'm not saying that you can quote the Bible verbatim, this Taoist art. No, I'm simply saying being prideless enough to come before God to say, this is what you have given me. I appreciate it. I acknowledge it. And this, I need your help to show me how I'm supposed to hold this thing down. How am I supposed to keep this? How am I supposed to God? How am I supposed to love this woman? So in return, she is my support system. Show me how to be the glue that holds the family together. Show me what I'm supposed to do so that the blessings run down off of me onto her and onto our family. That's how you begin to build a strong family unit. That's how you build your community, and that's how you build your neighborhood. So I think we've pretty much clarified that for the people in the chat room.
Exactly. Well, I think a lot of men are scared to do that. They feel like if they go that route, then, you know, all their sinful ways go out the door. You know,
no.
I don't know. I feel like once they really, really submit to God and become a God-fearing man or woman, that they're walking around quoting scriptures all the time.
What you're trying to do is keep yourself from going to hell. That's what you're trying to do.
Exactly.
And at the same time,
to understand that.
And live in life, you know.
Christian, the foundation is there. They just have to seek it and follow it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I agree with you, Ms. Oatman. I know usually when people first get saved, that was a big thing on my shoulders, like, oh, my God, I don't want to make a mistake. I'm going to mess around and do this, or I'm going to do that. I was actually scared to just make a move. And so once I learned and got into the Word and understood that I was born a sinner, and I'm a die a sinner. But in that dash in between the year I was born and the year I will die, that's my chance to get up every day and make it right. Yeah, you're going to make mistakes. You're human. You're going to make mistakes. But once you figure out the mistake, once you figured out, in undergrad, I was sticking everything that had a pulse. Once you leave undergrad and you figured out that behavior is, first of all, just wrong on so many levels, and that you can find someone who's going to look past your dog-ass ways and still love you, that's when you say, you know what, I got a second chance. Let me do right by this woman. Not 36 years old, got a BlackBerry full of 20, 30, 40 different numbers, still sticking everything that's damn moving. No, unacceptable. It's your chance to get up every day and try to get it right.
Right. And then, you know, when you grow up, you put away your little childish toys and all that other kind of stuff, your childish ways, childish behaviors. You know, and they just don't want to do that because they'd be like, "Ooh, it's fun down here. It's fun down here."
And do they think it's childish though? Could we get a man to agree that, you know, having multiple women at the age of late 30s, early 40s is actually really childish? That it shows your inability to commit. Could we actually get somebody to admit that?
You can even take it a bit further, bless their heart, because some of them are so wrapped up in themselves at times in their life where. And I've seen this when I worked in education. I saw it time and time again because I had a young lady, and she says, "My man is gonna come pick me up." And I said, "Yo, man, you know, I was one of those counselors. All the kids want to hang out at my office, you know." I said, "Yo, man," I said, "girl," I said, "what man fooling with you? You a child, you know, you're a child." And I said, "Well, how old is this person?" And they said, "Oh, they're 24." And I said, "Do they realize that you're 15?"
15?
You know, 15.
Wow.
You know, do they realize that you're 15? And why are they coming to pick you up from school? They don't have a job to go to.
Because all
they
can do,
life,
all he got
to
do is buy a happy meal.
Well, that's what she said. She said when she wants to go to McDonald's, he comes and picks her up and takes to McDonald's. I say, baby
and
girl.
And when she wants a pair of Air Force
One. Let me tell you something. And I'm gonna put it out there like this too. Don't you know your little poo nanny worth more than a McDonald's meal?
Obviously not.
Obviously.
But again, back to accountability and responsibility.
Right.
Why are you 24 talking to somebody 15?
Because you're still a child. You're still a child. You want to play with toys.
Because you want to be able to play with toys and put them away when you want to put them away and not hear from them. That's what that's really about.
Exactly. You know, or you break the toy. You break the toy, you throw it away, you go get another toy.
Because that's exactly what little boys do when they get tired of their toys. You can buy,
exactly.
I can buy my son a toy today, and it's what? Done and passed away, because he know what? When he goes to see Daddy this weekend, Daddy's going to get him a new one. So
exactly.
Like boys with their toys when they grow old.
Exactly. Same thing. Grow up. You know, you want to be respected as a man, then you need to operate as a man. You need to operate as a man.
Let's help them out and give them some ways and some resolution to this so they can recognize, you know, how they're defined. Let's define a real man tonight. You know, what defines his manhood? Is it something that should be easily recognized?
Go ahead. I was going to say that, you know, for me, when you first see a man, you know, not what he's driving or anything like that, when you first see him, there are so many things about him, for me anyway, that tells you whether or not, you know, if he has manly characteristics. Or characteristics that where you could say, you know what? Because I've done it before. I've seen a brother, and I've been, see, that's a grown-ass man. Just based on the way he carried himself, first of all, he's respectful. He speaks and acknowledges your presence. He is well-groomed, and his pants are not hanging off of his ass. He's wearing a belt, actually. He doesn't have on gym shoes at 6 o'clock in the evening because he's coming from work, you know, place of employment. You know, he's well-groomed, he's pleasant to be around, he's not attitudinal, he's not looking at you, waiting on you to speak. He's very confident in who he is, and he's his own man. He's marching to the beat of his own drum, and he's doing his own thing. He's not really worried about what somebody's saying, whether or not somebody's looking. He is so comfortable in his own skin that he himself could be his own audience, because that's just how comfortable that's how confident he is.
Most definitely. And that confidence will pull every time, you know. I agree with you, you know. He's marching to the beat of his own drum. He's exhibiting leadership,
mm-hmm.
you know, making decisions that he's thought about and not just snatched out his behind, you know. And say, you know, hey, he's handling his business no matter what the circumstance or the position in life that he's in right now. There's a client that I have, and he's a millionaire, and he shared with me that time when he showed up at a homeless shelter with nothing but a bag of books, but the books that he showed up with were books to help him get out of his situation. He knew where he was in life, but he knew that he was not going to stay there, so he did what he had to do to work his way out of that situation. That's what real men do. Real men don't wallow. They don't wallow in the woe is me.
Right. And, you know, what I feel a definition of a man is he needs to know what kind of foundation he's standing on and really be doing it. You know, I personally, if you don't read any books, if you aren't, I mean, I'm a Christian, so I don't really go outside of my religion, and because we're not going to have the same type of connection when it comes to a relationship or even just any type of friendship, because we have different beliefs. But, you know, for a man to actually read and believe on something that is going to help him evolve and be a better person, I mean, that is what the definition of a real man is to me. You know, what kind of examples is he holding himself up to? His father, you know, an uncle. What was their foundation? Was the uncle or the father a pimp? You know, we need to know these things. We need to talk about these things. If they were, are you that way?
And if you need to stand up and make those corrections, right?
What are you holding yourself up to? because we all need to be giving, you know, account, giving ourselves accountability to be holding up ourselves to being something positive. Having the gift to gab and not doing nothing else does not define you. To be
a jack of all trades and master of none.
Right. So, I mean, it may work on certain females. It may work on certain people in the workplace. It may work on certain, you know, anybody. But it's not going to work on everybody, and it's not going to take you far. You know, being a representative of any sort. If you really don't have it going on, if you got, you know, materialistic things, if you're dressing good, you know, you got on, you know, $400 gaiters, and you got, you know, the big body bins, but, you know, you're dumb as a bag of rocks, you're not a man. That doesn't define you to be a man. If you looking good and you buffed, you go to the gym, you working now, you in church, you going to church, but you are not reading the Bible and you're not receiving it and trying to make yourself a better person. I mean, you're growing, but you're not there yet. But, you know, to have the foundation, because nobody will ever be perfect, nobody. You know, I was raised in a two-parent household. My father was beyond perfect. I've seen him, you know, be an alcoholic. I've seen him be, you know, curse. But I also saw him go to church. I also seen him be a part of, you know, activities, because you have to constantly feed yourself and fight off the enemy at the same time. It's a give and take process your whole entire life. You just don't magically wake up one morning and say, I want to be right and everything's perfect. You got to start and work on it. So in order to be a leader across the board, just a leader for yourself, you got to be responsible and take accountability. And first you got to go there first before you can even want to be a leader at work, be a leader amongst the community, and even be a leader in a relationship. Because it's not just, if you're not good before you came into the relationship, you can't hold a relationship down.
Mm-hmm. And stop being mad at the woman who has her stuff together. Stop bashing her because and saying things like, well, you know, she, ladies, I hate hearing this. Well, you know, my girl got this. What you got? What you got? I mean, I overhear this kind of stuff when I'm out in public or if I'm dealing in certain situations. You know, when you're dealing in event management, and I mean, this year's Super Bowl, I just heard all kind of stuff, you know.
Oof, I can imagine.
And people going out. And ladies, let me tell you something. Just because they're 6'3 and 250 pounds, that does not necessarily mean that they are a professional athlete and you go running with your dress up towards their direction. That does not mean that they're a man that's large and in charge. It may mean that he's large, but it don't mean that he's in charge. And so,
right.
You need to stop. You need to stop stunning, and you know, pretending that if I look the part, I'll get treated like I'm the part. But come on now, don't settle for that. Just go ahead and do what it takes to be the part. Put in the work. You got to put in work. You want your little outcome and everything else. Put in the work.
And one thing I can say that I learned from my grandfather in regards to the definition of a man is that men are smart. And I'm not saying you have to be, you know, formally educated to be smart. But men are smart. They are progressive. They are thinkers. So, I mean, my grandfather was shot, a freak accident, same place twice, paralyzed from the waist down at a young age. By the time that happened to him, my grandmother was, you know, not working with 8 kids and me on the way from a teenage mother. But my grandfather still held the household down. I remember seeing him read every single day. He would, you know, his thing was, I want to figure out how to take something apart and put it back together. He would take apart transistor, you know, we're talking back in the day, but he would take apart transistor radios and put them back together. And, you know, he was so focused on, you know, education that, you know, he finished at the time, he was working on getting his bachelor's degree through the mail. That's the way they did, because they didn't have, like, handicap accessible thing, you know, ramps and all that stuff. At the time that this happened to my grandfather, but he was so determined. He was forever thinking of ways to better himself. Average was not good enough for him. When I came home with C's on my report card one time, I was like, yeah, I got 3 A's and 2 C's. He was like, C's, are those good? That means you're average. We're not average in this house. So everything, even with his handicap or his disability, everything with him was still about progressing and moving forward. And I had another male friend of mine tell me that, you know, as a man, your job is to add value and do no harm.
Yes.
Every situation, every single person that you meet, not that you're going to have, you know, this huge, profound, everlasting effect on someone every time you, in every person that you meet, but there's a small possibility that you just may, a kind word, you know, something to encourage someone. To me, that also defines a man. You know, adding value, doing no harm, not taking advantage of a situation just because it presents itself.
Well, and you know, ladies, this has been a very interesting show tonight. I'm hearing a lot of things going on. And there are some men in the chat room who are also, you know, they're listening very keenly. I want to know if there's some other ladies out there who want to chime in on this topic that we're talking about. The definition of a man is 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. If you're on the line or you want to chime in on this topic and join the ladies, Monica, Miss Oatmeal, and Miss Nikki, press option 1 on your phone. We'll know that you want to chime in and hear what you have to say. And not just necessarily be an ear, but also bring a voice to the table as well. Because the topic is, they're bringing it tonight, and I got some things I want to say, but I know, ladies, I want you all to just go ahead and continue to listen and chime in to the show as well. So I want to bring it on back to you, Ms. Oatmeal.
Yes, and, you know, we don't want to turn this into a male bashing session because, you know, I love men. I love my men. I want to see them do better. I want to see them achieve everything that they want to achieve in life on a positive note. You know, but the women, you know, we have our concerns in this day and time. We really do, because it seems as though some males are taking the back seat, you know, and they ducking and turning a deaf ear to things that are very important, you know, across the board. And you know, it does define who you are and where you're going to stand and what type of woman you get with and you get a hold to and you actually keep and you marry. What type of position you play in this on this earth. I mean, are you somebody who's just extra passive and don't give a damn and don't want nothing out of life? Well, guess what? That's who you need to be, and that's the kind of female, and that's the type of a female that you should strive to be with. And those are the type of people
that leave us real women alone.
You know, but you know, it's hard out here for everybody if you see it that way. But if you see it as life and take on your responsibility, which is to be the strength, not for a woman to be the strength for you in any situation, not just a relationship, but just all the way around, even in a friendship, just even in society. You know, the men have to take that role back as a whole. There are some brothers out there that's doing it. I know them because I choose not to be around any men or females, for that matter, that aren't doing anything. They have flaws, true enough, because we all have flaws. But their basic foundation is good. And I can learn from them. And it's not even on a competition note. They really are trying to do things with their lives. But, again, you know, they have flaws, but you still have to be striving to do better because nobody is perfect. So if that means if you lose your job, you shouldn't be looking around in the days trying to figure out what you're going to do.
there are plenty of opportunities out there, but you have to be willing to do them. You got to get, you might have to get your fingers dirty. You might have to slang some boxes. You might have to throw some papers. You might have to change your whole career around. You might have to cut hair for a living, but you used to, you know, be a salesman. I mean, there's so many opportunities out there, but you have to be out, go get out there and get it. You know, you can also be a praying man, but it, faith without works is dead. God is not just going to deliver the perfect job in your hands just because you asked for it. But maybe if he sees that you're out there doing what you can, then he's going to provide. He's going to provide for you by yourself or provide for you and your family if you're in that type of situation. If you want to try to understand a woman, you never will. But you can learn certain things, learn how to roll, learn what her role is, so that way you'll be able to define what a real woman is. Then that way you have better choices and better options in life. Because if you are really all that in a bag of chips, guess what? You need, everything in your life needs to hold up to those standards, but you can't just talk the talk. You have to walk the walk. And if a woman is not walking that same walk in a relationship, guess what? Sayonara. Goodbye. Because you know why? You are in high demand, supply and demand, if you're a good man.
You got that right.
And if you're a good man, guess what? You're still going to have flaws, but you're going to work on those flaws.
Exactly.
And they have to be acceptable flaws, you know. One of my girlfriends told me that a man with no job is equivalent to a man beating her. Well, that is her. That is her analogy. Because
oh, man, I can guess who said that.
She can't stand for a man to want to complain about he doesn't know what to do if he gets laid off.
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
He's equivalent to someone beating her. Because it's just that serious. To somebody else, it may not be that serious, but it should be that serious to you. You should want to get up and do something. There's no excuse around the board, period, point, blank. So if you call yourself a Christian, you know, if you call yourself a God-fearing man, hey, work on it. You got to be a work in progress. You're still going to have flaws, but at least you have something that you're holding yourself up against to make yourself a better person. So the definition is there. If you are a God-fearing man, the definition is there. And guess what? A woman can tell you that. So for the men out there who say a woman can't tell me how to be a man, well, if y'all's both sitting up in church together and looking at the same scripture, yes, she can, if you say this is who you are.
Right.
And you can hold her up to the same thing.
And, you know, it's not even as much as she's telling you how to be a man. She's telling you what her perception is. And so there lies some communication. Because, I mean, you know, they're like, as you said, if you want to act, you know, out the box and not grow up and all that, then that's the kind of woman you need to go do your drama with, because you're going to get some drama, you know, and then you're going to be complaining about they don't bring nothing but drama. Look what you're dealing with. Look at the two of you. Both of you are a hot mess.
Right. Okay. If she doesn't cook or you don't like to get your hands dirty and you don't like to do this, you don't like to do that, well, guess what? You are what you eat.
Exactly. Exactly. But know that what's in you is going to come out of you. So whatever you put in your head, that it will eventually transpire out into prosperity, into good, healthy living, into happiness and joy, a joy and a peace that you would not have gotten if you just didn't embrace, you know, certain principles and characteristics.
Right.
You know. And, I mean, like Oma says, you know, I too am a Christian. And so I think that, of course, you get those from a solid foundation, you know, whether you were taught it as a child or not. As an adult, we're speaking specifically as an adult right now, you have the knowledge and the know-how to go get it. Just like you try to go get everything else, you have the knowledge to say, well, you know what, if this is healthy for me,
If this is some good living over here, I need to see how I can get that. And position yourself. Get in line for it. Get out the too cool crew line and the stunting line and get in the line of saying, you know what, I got to go get it.
Right.
I can be that man. I am made in God's image. I can be that man.
Right. And I will say this, just to piggyback on what Ms. Oatmeal said about this not being a male bashing session, it is definitely not. I will say that I have not had a lot of the experiences that my girlfriends have. I mean, I've not actually even had a bad relationship. They just didn't work for whatever reasons. And I have actually had the dubious distinction of having some really, really awesome men in my life. And I think that for just my own personal experience, I think looking back at my undergrad years and, you know, when I was still in my 20s, a lot of men were placed in my life, the way I'm looking at it from a spiritual aspect, as protectors. I remember having so many guys, platonic male friends, and yes, you can have platonic male friends, that were just like my big brothers. I remember, I went to Grambling State, and I'm standing down there around one of the frats. I won't call out which one it was, and I'm talking to this guy who was a senior. I'm a freshman, and we just, you know, we had a class together. He was trying to graduate, and it was just, we got cool. And I'm sitting there and standing there talking to him, and, like, one of his frat brothers brought up and was like, hey, dog, she down with the, you know, such and such. And he looked and was like, nah, bruh, don't come at her like that. And he told me, he was like, if any one of them ever disrespects you, you come and you tell me. So throughout my young, because I was really, you know, people think because you're from the city, you're supposed to have all this street smart and all this savviness. No, I was extremely naive. And I really thought I was coming down to the TV show A Different World when I got to Grambling. But I remember men, you know, real talk. I remember men specifically being placed in my life just when I needed somebody to say, hey, don't do that. Whoa, slow down. And so, I, again, definitely not a male bashing. And all these guys I am still to this day friends with. So definitely not a male bashing session. But now that I'm older, and I can see for myself what God was protecting me from, a lot of it is BS. And, you know, just like they have to call us out on ours, you know, women who don't want to do nothing but find an athlete and get a paycheck. You know, you want to be the Kim Porters of the world, get your $60,000 a month in child support. I'm not saying those women don't exist. But don't discount and disregard the good women that are out here because you want to continue to just play the role like you some 23-year-old dude that's rolling on the yard. It's time to grow the hell up and start to cultivate the community and get the families back together. And the only ones that are going to be able to do that are the men.
Right.
That's
the
true.
The ones who made that conscious decision to grow up, to walk in their greatness. See, you know, if any of the men are listening, are really, really listening, they'll really hear that we, at least the three women here, we want you to walk in your greatness. We want you to be that guy for someone. There are some women out there who may have daughters. You may have daughters. You are that daughter's example of a man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if she goes and she hooks up with Joe Blow and this one and that one and this one over here and this one, well, she didn't have it. You didn't give her the proper example of what a man was. So, you know, what are you going to say?
A father is the first man his daughter will ever date.
Exactly. So what you put out there, you know, you're giving her that confidence. You know, if she knows that you were not abusive to her mother, if she knew that you took care of your responsibility in the home, you know, no matter what, you know, prayerfully, it was nothing that would get you in trouble and take you away from the family, but, you know, yet and still, they were confident that, no, my daddy got this, you know, just like God is a father, you know, and he'll be a father for those who didn't have any, but the bottom line is that when you look in your household or you look at the men around you, you say, my uncle protected me, my dad did this for me. So they won't let someone else come and disrespect them, and they'll have more respect for themselves as well. It's that simple.
Right.
We want you to be that guy.
And they have to be aggressive in the right. They have to be aggressive in the right way.
Right.
You know, and there are a lot of women out there that are enablers, you know, and they do contribute to, you know, the men not really having to step their game up because they have experienced, you know, being able to get their lean on,
right.
You know, and it's both parties' fault, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, some women do play a part in that, and they've got to stop it.
Yeah.
In order for men to stop, the women have to stop making it so easy, you know, and you won't be single. I mean, men will still be, you know, after you, because if you are a woman, you're a real woman, somebody's always going to be right there trying to get their two pieces in, their two cents in, trying to step in the door. Hey, I see you. Yeah, I'm the one for you. You know, you'll see. But,
and a lot of males would just try to do it anyway. It doesn't matter if you're a real woman, a child. It don't matter. It don't matter because it's funny. Someone, one of my friends,
and
a wonderful gentleman. Exactly. He says, you know, it's amazing how men can see beauty and all that other stuff that they want to see, but they can't see crazy. That's amazing.
Or maybe they do see crazy and just something else they see trumps that.
Yeah, the child in them sees something else, and they be like, I don't care, you know.
Right.
I don't care. But then you get, that's when the get stuck situations come along, you know. Well, you put yourself there because of your judgment. Because you didn't want to take responsibility, you didn't want to be accountable, and you didn't want to set yourself apart from the rest of the pack and doing what leaders do, make decisions, solve problems, etc. My grandmother used to say that the sweetest fruit is at the top of the tree. I said that to a young man who was 33 one time, and he said, yeah. He said, but a lot of brothers not trying to climb. They just sure as pick one up off the ground, wipe it off, go dress it up, put them in some what is it, BB and whatever, some fake this and some fake that, and they think they got something.
Right.
Okay, second place women, but anyway, you know, but yeah. So, you know, you have to stop just settling too, you know, just stop settling. You are that person.
What?
Believe it and work towards it.
I wonder about that. I don't know. Have you ever seen, and yeah, it's being judgmental, and I'll say, yeah, I said it, and we all fall short. But I've seen, or I've noticed lately, that I'm seeing a certain caliber of brother who has this sister on his arm. And if I had to pick, you know, her out of a lineup or pick his mate out of a lineup, she'd be the last person on my list. Now, yeah, is it just based on what I see? Yeah, but it also has to do with the way she's carrying herself and what she's wearing and how she articulates herself. And I'm looking like, this brother over here, you know, looks like, you know, he has it together. While this sister over here, meanwhile, it's like, uh-uh. So, and
like
I'm starting to
stay there and you can take her too.
Yeah, just, yeah, you know. it amazes me because I'm like, okay, is this where we are now? And I don't know if it's so much as settling or if it's more so, you know, if they see another sister who, you know, quote unquote, appears to have it together, that's just too much work altogether. I don't feel like doing all of that work.
Young man told me, the same young man that I was telling him about that was 33, he said that's too much work. He said,
but see,
most men don't run across people like you. And that's what I'm saying, too. It is not if you fix yourself, take care of yourself, build yourself up, you know. Understand that you're worth that person,
right? And I'm
trying
to figure out, like, do I need to just
or what is that?
I don't know. I am definitely perplexed at because I've been seeing it a lot, and I'm like,
oh,
well,
yeah.
Do I need to throw my hair in a ponytail and just walk out the house,
or go to the playground? Just go to the playground, you know, if your name not Candy, Cindy, or you know, my son has this joke, Candy, Cindy, Cinnamon. you know.
Oh yeah. Hazy, yeah.
Hazy, whatever. Whatever. And none of us are hating. Trust. Because I'm sure one of us could find a lot of things when we couldn't even find anything to eat or lay our head. So, you know, but, you know, we're just saying, you know,
when you grow up, the partial initial attraction, period, you know, as far as the relationship is concerned, the initial attraction is the physical. But you can't stay on that. And, you know, I was that way in my younger days. It was just about the physical. But once you start getting older and you start, you know, evolving, the initial attraction at first is the physical. But if he's, like I said, if he's dumb as a bag of rocks, then it's past that.
Yeah, you got to get him, but you also got to be able to keep him in the keeping party. I think he said it best in Love Jones. Yeah, anybody can fall in love. Tell me how to stay there.
He can have a good job, but if we don't have a connection and he doesn't stimulate my mind, I mean, he can have it going on sexually. That's not going to hook me because that's all temporary. You know, that's not permanent. So if we don't have anything beyond that, then we can't go anywhere, and I know that I can't change him. He's got to want to change himself. See,
right.
And men have to think that same way when it comes to if they start thinking that, then they won't say, I fell for the bitter, pretty chick who was good on paper.
Exactly.
Why?
Exactly. You know,
she's crazy.
I've raised my son and
own if you just would have woke up and removed the scales from your eyes, you can see that. And it's not hating because they can pinpoint me out and say, hey, you know, how do I know you're not like that? Well, if you get to know me and don't come at me as just don't look at the application. I need you to really get to know me because you may not like me for real. You say you
get
like
to
me
the
inter- now,
get to
you-
the interview. Forget the application. Just get to the interview.
Right. Exactly.
And Ms. O'Mill, I think you hit it on the head when you were talking about just what defines a man. So, like I said earlier, so many different things go into it. But, you know, that strength and those characteristics, all those things, you know, they kind of go hand in hand, one begets the other, you know, and they almost can be, you know, you have number one and then number two. This is more like 1A. I mean, they all kind of go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other. It's hard to be responsible and not be accountable. I mean, they all kind of go hand in hand for the most part.
Right. Exactly.
And I would add to that, just to add to that, I would also say that one thing or one way I would define a man is based on the relationship he has with his mother and what he really thinks about his mother, because what he thinks about his mother and the kind of relationship he has with her will determine how he treats me. And I think that one thing that we have not, that we don't discuss in the Black community, that I don't know why we're running from the topic, but, you know, brother gets a touchdown, hits a home run, dunk, you know, hits the three that wins the game. The first thing you do, thank you, Lord. I love you, mama. You know, there's always been this huge reverence for, you know, Black mothers, especially single Black mothers. And to me, it's just amazing that they can, you know, hold their mothers in such high regard, but still, for lack of a better term, treat us like crap. And when I say us, I mean Black women across the board. So it leads me to wonder that, especially men that come from single parent households where the woman was man, was mother and father, it leads me to wonder if there's not some resentment there. Like, yeah, you love this woman because you know she had to struggle to raise you and she did what she did to get by, but she was also the authority figure. So while she was the authority figure, she is also a woman. And so you couldn't get out of place with her because it was her house and you had to do what she said. So when I think about these men who grew up with women who had to endure that, what does that mean for me when I'm in a relationship with them, when they're looking at me as the same way, that same strength, that same I got to do what I got to do because right now I'm single and I'm taking care of me? I think a lot of what they felt about their mother that they couldn't say is transferred to us in these relationships. And this is how we get these, you know, comments about being too strong or, you know, I don't date sisters because of this and I don't date sisters because of that. I think a lot of it has to do with some underlying resentment that they had toward their mothers because their mothers were that authority figure when the man was not around. So, and no black man, I've never met a black man who just blatantly disrespected his mother. So, you know, of course,
sometimes
he's not going to say anything
seat.
About it.
If you allow them to take the back seat, they're going to take the back seat. You know, when I date men that are come from single parent households, I let them know off the top. I didn't, and these are my expectations because this is who I am. So there's no excuses. I don't have any excuses for myself. You know, I was raised with a father in my household. He was not perfect, but he had the foundation. You want to know what the foundation is? Boom, I'm going to tell you. Are you listening? Oh, you know, because if you're not listening, I'll tell you right now, it's not going to go anywhere. You're not going to be able to change my mind. It is what it is. How many women actually do that?
And, you know, and in defense of some of that, not necessarily the way that some people disrespect or what have you.
But these are my standards. I know that my standards aren't wrong because I was raised this way, you know, and I'm holding myself up to this expectation, which is not a big checklist of outrageous things to want. So how come people aren't holding themselves? How come women aren't holding themselves? How come men aren't holding themselves to these standards? How come it's being made? How come what's right is being held as a high standard? That's the excuse that I hear these days. What's right is held to being a high standard, which it's not.
Well, no, that's just lazy. That's the only thing I can come up with is that, you know, not even lazy from a physical aspect, but just nobody wants to. You have to, anything in life that's worth having is worth working for. And that goes for relationships,
yeah,
too. It goes for everything. Goes for absolutely everything. And nobody wants to put in the work. So many people are just on the whole, you know, physical aspect of it. You know, whatever they need to satisfy the flesh or satisfy the hormones at the moment works. And because they can get it from multiple people, you know, for somehow that's transcended, and now those are the type of relationships people have with each other. Nobody actually wants to put in the work. That's the only thing I can come up with. Nobody wants to look up and say, oh, we've been together for 30 years. Oh, we've been this. Nobody relishes in that anymore. Nobody takes pride in that anymore. I don't know why they don't, because I think it's a beautiful thing. Yeah, it's going to be, nobody said it was going to be easy. But, I mean, damn, what you want to do? Look up and be 75 years old and somewhere dying alone? No, I'll take the alternative, trying to make it work.
Well, definitely, you know, the definition of a man, again, for the fellas out there that are listening, to the women out there that are listening, you're supposed to be of strength, period, point blank. If you don't know what that is, then you need to find out. There's one definition. It's in the Webster's Dictionary. I mean, you got to be strong. You got to hold it down. Yes, you're going to have hard times. Everybody's going to have hard times. But you know what? You got to figure out how to work through those hard times. You got to constantly evolve. You've got to constantly feed your brain. You've got to constantly pray because you're going to get hit with temptation. You're going to get hit with letdowns. But that doesn't mean that you stop. That doesn't mean that you give up. That doesn't mean that you don't have a backbone. That doesn't mean that you need to lean on anybody else. You have to rely on yourself. And if you're a God-fearing man, you have to rely on God or whoever it is that you worship. I know that they have examples of strong men. You can't be afraid to seek help. We all have to seek help. People that don't seek help, what do? They go around walking around in circles constantly, doing the same thing over and over again, the definition of insanity. Doing the same things over and over and over again and expecting a better and a different result.
Come on. So you're not in a good place if you're settling for less, period, point blank. You're getting kibbles and bits when you should be getting hunks and chunks. And it's nobody else's fault but yourself. No matter how you were raised, even if you weren't raised in a good household, if you didn't have any parents at all, or if you just had a mom, you didn't have any type of father figure or positive role models, they're out there. But you have to want to seek that in order to be better. But again, we define the definition of a man as being someone of strength, someone that can hold it down intellectually, stimulating. Hey, be a provider for yourself, because if you can't provide for yourself, you can't provide for anyone else.
Right.
So, you know, not even in the sense of just having money. Yes, we got to abide by the laws of the land and the rules of the world. We got to pay our bills. Yeah, you got to be quick on your feet with that. You got to have a backup plan. These are things that we as women look for you to have, not just on a money sense for material things, just period. Survival is needed. So that's the foundation. That's just the basic foundation. You're going to be flawed. We understand that. Some flaws aren't acceptable, though, and that's where men need to understand that nobody has to take on your major big baggage and issues. Try to clean that up first. Same thing goes for women, but we're talking about the definition of a man tonight. You know, don't hold up a wall. Don't be bitter from a past relationship or a past job that did you wrong. You can't hold on to any of that stuff. Easier said than done, but I'm telling you right now, if you work on trying to get rid of it and put it behind you and work on being a better person, you can't go wrong. You cannot go wrong. You are
wise enough to see what's not good for you. You know,
right.
Seek wisdom.
Seek wisdom.
Yeah. From those who have been there, done that, you know, they have a story to tell. You know, when they talk about a testimony and they say, dude, don't do this, or man, let me tell you, don't do this, don't, you know, take some kind of heed to it, you know. You don't have to put your hand in the fire and get burned before you realize, you know, it's out, like they say. You know, take heed
to it. This has been a very, very interesting and enlightening show. I know some men who are out there listening as well in the chat room with me, and also that are going to be listening later on and on the podcast and on the recording. There's a lot of people on the line tonight that I know that got a lot of information, and they sat very mute tonight. The phone lines were lit up. I mean, it looked like the back of traffic, roughly about 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening on your evening commute. It was a lot of red lines out there, but a lot of people were very quiet tonight. So I guess they got some key information. Maybe they just didn't want to chime in. We definitely appreciate those who are chiming in for the very first time. Don't let this be the last time that you listen to the show. We've got some great information, and we're networking and marketing with a lot of people here, not only in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but nationwide as well. So if you know anyone that has a business that wants to expand their business and separate themselves from the small hustler and move into the small business owner, have them give us a contact call here on the Online Happy Hour. We definitely want to advertise their business and let their information be heard across the airwaves. But, ladies, I think this has been a great show. I appreciate Ms. Monica chiming in here from Dallas, Texas, and I know she's going to be doing quite a bit of traveling. I hope she gets the word out about the Online Happy Hour. And in Michigan is always representing. She came with some great points tonight. You're going to have some men a little rubbing their heads tonight, Nikki. I can guarantee you. But, yeah, we all had to pay attention and we all had to listen tonight. So, you know, fellas, if you got a little bit out of shape and you were pacing back and forth, pulling out what's left of your hair, you know, it's okay. We have to understand and from an open mindset, because the ladies have to come with, this is what's on their mind, this is what they're seeing, you know, and it is what it is. I mean, sit back with your wife, sit back with your significant other, and sit back with a real good friend and say, listen to this broadcast, listen to what they had to say, and let's talk about this. Because some real key points were brought up from some ladies all over the country who wanted to chime in. Right before we go, we got one caller who wants to speak up, Ms. O'Neill, and have some information to say.
Really?
Out of California, IA, we have a caller that wants to chime in as well, and we'll go ahead and get him on the line. It's okay, we only got a few minutes left on the show. We have a caller coming in from California, phone number ringing 4795. Who is this?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the line. Who is this?
Oh, okay, this is Sean, actually from Louisiana.
What's going on, Sean? How you doing, man?
Yeah, the one thing I like to say is that they made a comment about men holding on to the past or baggage or whatever. I think that's a two-way street, and I believe that you have to get past it as jointly, as women and men. I believe that what the main problem is that ad nauseum men have had to endure and listen to how bad we are, how bad we have become. We have listened to this for the last 30 years from talk show hosts, from our mothers, our fathers, from everybody. And a lot of us, I'm in the 40 club, I'm 42, we have tried to be the better man for our children, for our women, but we have still been put in that same category over and over again. And I believe that's one of the things that is eluding this conversation nationwide. I believe that we need to stop systematically putting the man down in every like conversation. And that's what we've done continuously over and over again. We find a way, even on television shows, even wherever, we find a way to make the woman always seem like she's better than us. We need to be equal. We need to be evenly yoked. We need to accept both bad, both good. But men, I believe, have listened to that over and over again, over and over again. That's all I'd like to say.
Okay.
Now, I was just going to say, you know what, the three women on this platform, we all love men, and we all want to see greatness in them. And for those, and we definitely acknowledge those who exhibit greatness. But those are the ones who are the leaders, who do represent their families and what have you. And our suggestions were only, and they were definitely based on different perspectives, but we just want the masses to understand the importance of growing up, showing up, and standing up, and being the best person that you could be. And that's it. And, hey, that's from me. That's from me, Monica E., and that's all I have to say for today. We love you.
And this is O'Mill, the co-host on the online happy hour. And I would like to say to you, sir, that if you let go of that vision that you think that you see constantly, I bet you it'll go away.
Oh, if I hold
on to thinking that all I see is women with no clothes or a certain shade being considered pretty or, you know, feeling that women can't get through in certain industries because the man is more dominant. If I hold on to that, guess what? That's all I'm going to see. We cannot, across the board, hold on to that. Because just as you say you see that, I see what I just said. So it's, to me, it's even. But I don't speak on it. I don't believe in that. I believe in the positive. So if we start believing in the positive, no matter what you may think the media is showing you, you'll see something different. Because there's always going to be people there talking negative on both ends, on both sides, period, point blank.
All right.
So start changing your frame of thought. And see what happens. Call us back and let us know. You know, tonight, topic is the definition of a man. Last week was the definition of a woman. We let our callers and our listeners and our bloggers speak their minds on all types of different topics. So it's never about bashing at all. The men had their opportunity to speak last week. We let you speak today. You were the only man that got a chance to call in and give your thoughts. And we appreciate you, brother, and we love you. And we thank you for calling in and giving your input. And I hope that you, you know, receive something positive out of this call. We're going to wrap it up for this evening. We want to thank everybody for calling in. We hope that you receive some type of positive word, that you learn something, because that's what it's all about. We got one more caller, Andy? Oh, shoot, I'm trying to wrap it up. We got somebody else on the line.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and chime them in before we go ahead and shut it down.
We got my man Dwight that's been in the chat room acting the fool. Dwight's on the line calling from Dallas, Texas. Dwight, what's going on, bro?
All right, how are you guys doing?
Good.
All right. Hey, great show, great topic. I wish I had listened last week. This is the first time that I had an opportunity to chime in on you guys. You know, as I said in the chat room, this could have been a wonderful topic, a point, counterpoint conversation because, you know, in the chat room I was typing away on my point. It's kind of hard for me being a black male to understand, I guess, the conversation of what a definition of a man is when I see a lot of the faults in our upbringing as men. It's kind of difficult when I see so many of our sisters not allowing men to raise our young men, not allowing us to participate in the young men's life, be it, well, they're mad at dad or they're mad at, and when I say dad, mad at baby's daddy, or whether they're mad at the uncle, they're not allowing us to reach back and be involved in these young men's lives. So, you know, this point-counterpoint thing that I was talking about, you ladies, you brought up a lot of good topics, a lot of good information, but I'm going to tell you, this conversation could have been enriched by having some input as you guys were making your conversation.
Okay. Well, we definitely appreciate that, Dwight. I know that we, last week, like you said, since you missed last week's topic, we definitely thank you for chiming in and listening to this one. But if you go back and you listen to some of the archive shows, you'll hear last week, the men had their platform. You know, we opened up the table and we let men chime in from all over the country bringing up the subject and having to finish the sentence, the definition of a woman is. And it was just only fair for the women to give their perspective. You know, next week in the or later on in the month of June, we may come back with a resolution and have that particular topic. But we just, out of courtesy, we had to keep the format very similar. So that we just kept everything on the same page. But we definitely thank you for chiming in. Please don't let this be the last time that you call and listen to the show, because we definitely appreciate the voice, not only here in Dallas, Texas, but also nationwide listeners as well. I think it's been a great program. And for those of you who want to continue the conversation with us, if you're on Facebook, you can link into us and befriend us at Facebook, How Was Your Weekend, spelled was with a Z, How Was Your Weekend page. And we'll keep the comments going there, plus a few other ad-lib comments that you might find myself and or Miss Oatmeal Brown make throughout the day. So I want you to stay tuned, befriend us, because there will be a DJ video battle going on between the two of us later on this week to see who's going to bring the old-school funk.
Ah!
We want y'all to vote on that and tell us who's got the funk, who's going to keep you dancing and rocking mentally on your Facebook page as well. So, ladies, I've appreciated this show tonight. It's been great. Nikki, this was great.
I'm here.
As always. And Miss Monica, we definitely thank you for chiming in also. This has been a wonderful show. Miss O'Malley, have any
Yeah, I just wanted to let the callers and the bloggers know, our new callers, our new bloggers know that when we have our shows, when it's the definition of a man is or the definition of a woman is, and we let just one, you know, one genre, I can't even talk right tonight. Gender, there we go. We let just one gender speak. It's because we want to give everybody a chance to talk and it not become a female versus male battle. And so the women will have the opportunity to get a chance to listen, and they don't get a chance to speak on it, and it gives them a chance to absorb that and to think about it, vice versa. So you won't be so quick to talk and slow to think. It gives you a chance to think, because some people put up a guard immediately as soon as they hear one thing, and they don't hear nothing else. So if you do that and you hang up, guess what? You miss out on a whole lot of information. But if you stay on the line or if you continue to stay in the chat room, you get a chance to hear and listen outside of the box, not just in your box. So that's why we do that. That's why we allow the women to speak, and that's why we allow the men to speak.
Indeed. So I think this has been a great show. I want to thank the fantastic folks who chimed in with this wonderful broadcast as we do. Y'all know we come with it. And if it hadn't been for the callers who chimed in and listened, this show wouldn't be what it is. We definitely want to thank you all. A lot of ladies were on the phone tonight. A lot of men were on the phone listening. And, you know, they paid attention. So I definitely want to hear from you next week. Look out for Miss Oatmeal Brown, Keeping It Real. The Knickknack officially is out. Check her ringtone on iTunes if you have an iPhone. Definitely make sure that you invest in 99 cents into her and let that knickknack play.
And it'll be officially out soon, dropping nationwide. Not just
and
in our
remix.
Circle, but nationwide. And we also got a remix coming. So, hey, be prepared to.
Right on. Follow her on Facebook, folks. Get your weekly doses of Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101 coming up. Also, the music label is in effect, Realness 101 Entertainment. We are doing big things and great things, folks. Trust and believe. The book is for sale. Second place limit who come in first. Pre-order your copy online, and you can also get that delivered and also get the e-book version that you can read from your phone as well. I want you to take donations and understand that we're not the only ones who are having issues and crisis. My home state of Missouri is still suffering, and those in Joplin, Missouri are still in need. So I have actually partnered with B&B Tour and Charters of Kansas City, Missouri, that will be taking donations at andybrownspeaks.com, online via PayPal, and we're going to be sending that money to the Kansas City area so that can be transferred and have people dedicated and designed or designated to take care of those who are less fortunate at this time. I'm also going to be going there in the month of July to do some speaking engagements. As you know, I am a life coach and public speaker, so I'll be going up there once the nasal congestion kind of gets out of me. And also keep in mind that my client list is growing. Contact me for a free counseling session and learn more about my services as a certified professional life coach, andybrownspeaks.com. Google me. Folks, this is real. Grow your business. Advertise with us on the show for free until July 4th. We want to see how bad you want to make your own money. So on behalf of the panel tonight, on behalf of the wonderful guests that chimed in, we want to say thank you for their insight. Thank you for calling in and those who are blogging and chatting away, expressing your thoughts. You make the show what it is. And if you had a good time tonight, definitely, definitely do us a favor. Tell two or three more people to chime in with you next week. Back with another hot topic. Again, listen and learn, fam. My name is Andy Brown.
And I'm Oatmeal Brown at the Realness 101.1.
Fam.
Cause they want what I got. The next patty wax by the side.
into that. Double D's and hit the peanut sitting in the strategy. Cornbread, collard greens, red beans, mac and cheese. I know you like the baby teeth, so let me put your money in. What? So let me put your money in.
Just cause you see me and my team, don't mean that you can see me. I know that you're a big booty thing. You like the way my body lean. I know you like my knick-knack patty wag. I know you like my knick-knack patty wag. I know you like my knick-knack patty wag. I know you like that, so come and get that. I know you like my knick-knack patty wag.
Thick as hell, full thick and face and lift. No extra ass hustle, no extra.